This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show on this Friday, July 10th, 2015. I'm David Knight, your host in Austin. Alex is going to be joining us at the next segment. He's got a special report on Vatican coup. Yeah, we're rushing headlong into world government. And, of course, one of the people who's taken point now is the new pope. I guess he's not new. I guess he's been there a couple of years now. But what is new is what the pope has been doing this year, pushing for global governance in the name of climate change. And you can see it from the encyclical that he put out a couple of weeks ago. It was the middle of June. He put out an encyclical. It wasn't, there were other, and again, I'm not a Catholic, so I can't speak to this, but I have some articles. We're going to talk about what conservative Catholics are concerned about with this. It's amazing to see the silence of the Pope when we have massive sea changes in things like the definition of the family. Not interested at all in that. What he is interested in is restructuring the world in terms of economically. And, of course, as you just saw there, if you're watching the feed, he was handed a hammer and sickle crucifix in South America. It was the Bolivian president who handed this to him. And, of course, it's a very appropriate symbolism because communism has always been as strong a persecutor of Christianity as anyone. I mean, they shut down Christianity. A very, very jealous God is Marxism and the people who have run it. And so to see Christ on a hammer and sickle is not surprising whatsoever. And it's not surprising to see it given to this pope, because quite frankly, what he is pushing is flat out Marxism. Now, they came back and said, well, the pope was surprised by this and he really did not. It's not something that really reflects his ideology. Nonsense. Look at what he is saying. And, of course, when the encyclical came out a couple of weeks ago, we pointed out that the scientist, who was one of the three presenters, the day before was also added to the Vatican's Scientific Advisory Council. This is a leading man in the field of climate alarmism. His name is Schellenhuber. He's a German. And he has written papers calling for world government, a world constitution, a world body, a world council that would enforce all of this. And, of course, that's precisely what the Pope is saying as well. The Pope is saying, we can't really control the multinational corporations with national governments anymore. That part is true. That's very true. So he says, so what we need is a world government to control the multinational corporations. He's got it exactly the opposite. It's the multinational corporations that are creating the world government using the national politicians as pawns, using the Pope, or as he's joining in with them willingly. Now, we also have this as part of Prince Charles has put together an Earth League. And you can see pictures of Prince Charles with his advisor, Peter Schellenhuber. They're going to push this year. This year they have some major environmental conferences where they're going to try to push climate change on everyone by a global regime. And, of course, it's just one of the aspects where they're setting up global regimes. All the trade treaties that we see being negotiated in secret by these corporate lawyers that we're not allowed to be involved in. And there you can see the picture if you're watching the feed. Over on the right-hand side is Peter Schellenhuber. And right there in the center of all this, as usual, is Prince Charles, the League of the Earth League, I guess they call it. It's kind of like remember that fiction story of the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen? Well, these guys are not extraordinary gentlemen, but there are some Jekyll and Hydes in there, that most definitely. But the mask is coming off, and we understand what this is about. It is flat-out corporatism leading to world government, just like the trade treaties that are being done in secret. Stay with us right after the break. We've got a special report from Alex Jones, Vatican Coup.
word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves with the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
All right, so suddenly Walmart, eBay, Amazon, everybody wants to ban the rebel flag. Well, the rebel flag is an important part of American history. The rebel flag is still a long-standing symbol of Southern pride and Southern heritage. So if the big retailers want to play in the political correctness and try to deny the history of America, let them. Go to ourflags.com. That's R, like rebel, R, the letter R. Ourflags.com. Get your rebel flag before they actually do outlaw the things, huh? Ourflags.com. That's ourflags.com. Go now.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Alex Jones here with an extremely important, in fact, urgent analysis and breakdown of what's happening currently. First off, everyone sees that the world is going through a lot of changes right now, and that those changes are not for the best interest of the average person or for national sovereignty and individual free will. And out of this spectrum of events, escalating Middle East crises, Chinese stock meltdowns, the situation in Greece, amongst all of this, we have governments trying to foment sectarian division, divide and conquer, racial division. What is behind it? We're about to break down exactly what is behind it today. We're going to point fingers. We're going to break down exactly who is pulling the strings, who is controlling the wheel of the global ship of state. The new pope, who's been in power now for 2 years, elected by the cardinals at the Vatican, has openly called for planetary government 3 weeks ago and now calling for planetary carbon taxes and wealth redistribution. What's really behind this? The fact that a pope would come out and call for things reversing what Pope John Paul II and others talked about tells Catholics and non-Catholics alike everything we need to know. So we're about to go to the bottom of the rabbit hole here, ladies and gentlemen, and explain exactly what's happening. You can debate all day whether the Vatican and Catholic civilization has been a positive or negative thing throughout history. It's certainly been both. But you can debate whether it was more negative or more positive. But you cannot debate that the Catholic Church has been blackmailed, infiltrated, and taken over. We're about to break it all down right now. On February 11th, 2013, for the first time in modern history in hundreds of years, a sitting pope resigned, Pope Benedict. And he took off and flew away in his helicopter, and we weren't told why. Now, there's a lot of different pieces to this, and I'm going to lay them out and let you make your own decision. But I've done deep research on the globalists and their operations. I understand who they are, what their end game is. And it's not one institution. It's not the Protestants. It's not the Catholics. It's not the Jews. It's not the Masons that run things. It is globalists controlling finance and central banking, manipulating nation states off against themselves and playing different existing power blocks off against themselves. And through that synthesis, they centralize power and are bringing in a corporate fascist world government. That's why the Rockefellers founded their modern Vatican, the UN, above the law with its own cities and different sectors that has diplomatic immunity. We're going to break that down in a moment. But regardless of where you stand on the whole Catholic issue, undoubtedly they broke with all of Catholic history when they put a Jesuit in 2 years ago. That's against canon law. You can't have the Jesuits, who are the police of the Catholic Church, ever becoming a pope because they would use it as a coup d'etat. Just like Caesar couldn't bring his troops into Rome because obviously he would make himself a dictator. It's very simple. It's why we have posse comitatus. So these are facts you can't deny, that A, he's a Jesuit, the new pope, and that he is now saying things diametrically opposed to what Pope John Paul II and Pope Pius before him and everybody else said, that were clearly anti-authoritarianism, anti-communist. And obviously the Catholic Church had its own corruption, its own problems. I'm not a Catholic. I'm not an apologist for it. It's just undoubtedly now, we have a pope when he first got in that said, leave abortion alone, quit harping on it. I mean, he might as well be Margaret Sanger. So if you want to understand what's happening, it's called blackmail. And then I'm going to get into it in a moment. The Catholic Church allowed itself to be clearly infiltrated, just like the military, just like public schools, just like so many other institutions, Congress, by pedophile networks, who then once they get somebody in, they then recruit unknowns like Dennis Hastert to then come in and fill their ranks. Then the people are totally compromised. And so there was a major pedophile scandal that the Catholic Church has been covering up for 30 years. The whole thing basically began to break. The operatives inside that were doing it were blowing the whistle on their own people to then be able to blackmail the Catholic Church into, at this critical point, bringing in the new pope, who we're going to go over in a minute, who would then call for class warfare and what has been taught by the communists for over 100 years, liberation theology. And the reason this was done is they couldn't get the third world populations to sign on 5 years ago to the Copenhagen UN climate change treaty that basically doubled taxes on the third world. They promised it as a wealth redistribution, but when the treaty came out, Lord Monckton got a copy of it, a good Catholic himself. It was absolute tyranny, neocolonialism, IMF, World Bank, raping the third world that they've done over and over again. And, of course, the IMF and World Bank support carbon taxes. The Vatican supports it. It's all the same club. Switzerland provides the Swiss guards. This is a city above the law with untold wealth lecturing the middle class on how they need to pay more taxes to take care of poor people, as if the middle class doesn't already provide most of the jobs. So again, this is the Catholic Church breaking it down, completely blackmailed, totally controlled, and now pushing an agenda we would expect to hear out of Karl Marx or Joseph Stalin or V.I. Lenin. So let's go ahead and go over some of the evidence right here. Again, we had the papal conclave in 2013. February 11th, he announces his resignation. They put in the new pope, who is Pope Francis, his taken name. He's a Jesuit, violating Catholic law on every front. Not allowed to do it, but he is his now the, so he can't have a foreigner be the president, basically. Same deal. You can't have Obama be the head of the UN Security Council, but he became it, violating Article 1, Section 9. It's just all about treason. Now we have an article today of CNN. Pope calls world leaders cowards when he's one of the chief world leaders, pushing the EU, pushing all this. And he comes out and says a lot of things that sound reasonable on the surface because they need to get the third world behind him, trusting him, so they can pass the global carbon tax treaty coming up in a few months in Paris, France, that openly creates world government. And remember, just 3 weeks ago, he called for world government. And so everyone's praising him. He says the system's corrupt. You know, it's hurting the earth. The ultra-rich banks are corrupt. These trade deals are corrupt. It's all true. But then when you read the fine print, the Vatican and him are supporting those deals. So again, it's rhetoric playing on the ignorance of the public. The Treaty of Rome in 1957, signed at the Vatican, was pushed by the Vatican to help create the European Union to be a new superstate that they basically controlled. And it was Jesuit operatives on record that helped set it up with the founder of it, Prince Bernhard of the Netherlands. You can just look all this up. So again, he's criticizing globalism when the Vatican has been at the heart of it. And then right here at the last moment, it's not going to be capitalist, it's going to be communist. Let's continue. Breaking down the biggest secret. If you go to the Holy See, they explain that they're a sovereign nation above the law that can do whatever it wants. There's the official Vatican.va website. And then you have the City of London. Within London, that's above the law, pays no taxes, is one of the richest cities on earth. It copies what the Vatican's doing. Who else copies that? Washington, D.C., established after our country was set up, above the law, tax-exempt, doing whatever it wants. Again, the United Nations, set up by the Rockefellers, given land, tax-exempt, has major capitals in every major region, above the law, diplomatic immunity. This is the model that they are using. This is the system that has been established. So regardless of how you see the Vatican, good or bad or in between, it is an above-the-law global system with unlimited history and research and spies and operatives with thousands of bank subsidiaries around the world with estimated over $1,000 trillion or a quadrillion dollars. And they've got this guy running around lecturing us about wealth redistribution because the ultra-rich are going to knock out any economies left. He wants to shut down oil drilling, everything to create a global collapse of austerity to bring in the answer, a world government to it, with the new pope now calling for a one world religion to bring everyone together. I mean, either the Bible's coming true, Revelations and Daniel and all the rest of it, and Ezekiel and what Christ said, or they're using it as a playbook to set up a planetary tyranny. Three global regions, 10 subregions, the 10 kings. This is over the top. And this new pope is the most naked manipulator I've ever seen. He makes Obama look tame with his deception. And Catholics are reviled by it. People around the world are reviled by it, but also poor, desperate people everywhere hear him with promises of wealth redistribution. They buy into it. We know for the first time that a pope from outside Europe was put in. I wouldn't be against it if the guy wasn't a communist, that a pope who is a Jesuit that's illegal under Catholic law has been put in, and now he breaks with what the last 10 popes were saying. I mean, somebody's wrong. Either those last people were, you know, horrible, or he's horrible. And folks are going to have to face this. They're going to have to deal with it. But the mere fact that you have a pope doing this at this point and calling for planetary government, again, just 3 weeks ago, and calling for global wealth redistribution based on environmentalism. This isn't real environmentalism. This is the globalist tracking everything you do, bringing in feudalism to control you, a new dark age, and the popes, you know, saying climate change isn't the sun. You know, that's back to saying that the, you know, earth was the center of the universe. I mean, this is just too much. And so this just adds into the global meltdown and the crises we're seeing accelerate. It's unprecedented, and we're going to be breaking it down on the radio here today. But it's clear that the Vatican has been completely taken over, whether it was good or bad before. It's completely run by Marxists now, who themselves work for big central bankers who are exempt from the high taxes, exempt from the regulations, just like the city of London, just like D.C., just like Rome, just like the Swiss government, just like other institutions that model themselves after this. They're the new nobility. We're the slaves. Then they lecture the unwashed masses about how communism and socialism will free them, when we know it creates a living nightmare. This is someone who looks at drowning third world countries and basically throws them bowling balls and tells them that they've been given life rafts. I'm going to throw it back to David Knight here at InfoWars syndicated radio transmission. And, of course, we also have the Sunday radio show, 4 to 6 p.m., where I'll be hosting live as well. But this is an unprecedented time to be alive. You have been warned. The globalists are making their moves on every front. Their operatives are activating. Now, they're trying to start race war everywhere. They're engineering financial collapse. It's all rigged. This is an incredible time to be alive. But for every action, there's an opposite and equal reaction. Newtonian physics. People are ready to wake up right now. So spread the word that the good news is this evil has never succeeded before, and it will fall this time. And that this Pope, for all intents and purposes, fits the bill of the false prophet of Revelations. Alex Jones for InfoWars.com.
Again, that's the Vatican coup report that Alex Jones has. You can find that on InfoWars.com. To sum up what Alex said, the fact that you had for the first time this the predecessor of this pope, the previous pope, for the first time resigned and left. You had a Jesuit come in. All of these things were very suspicious. And now we see the gloves coming off, the push for world government. You can see the picture of the hammer and sickle crucifix that the Pope was given by the president of Bolivia. You can see that on InfoWars.com. You can also see that. It's a picture up on the Drudge Report, top of the page. Absolutely amazing picture. This is the way RT reports it. They say, communist crucifix for Pope Francis, who lashes out at capitalism on a Bolivian tour. Some of the things that the Pope said. Truly communitarian economy is what he wants to create, based on a distribution of goods amongst us all. He said the system is now intolerable. Let's not be afraid to say it. We need change. We want change. Do you see how totally absorbed this Pope is in terms of politics, and especially Marxist politics and world government politics? That's what he is totally focused on. And again, going back to this encyclical, and it was a very heavy-handed way to put out his comments on the environment. It's not something that has typically been a concern of the Catholic Church. Their concerns have typically been marriage and family and stopping abortion. That has been, in terms of social aspects, that has been the center. What has he done about that? He has completely ignored abortion. He's completely ignored the redefinition of the family. Had nothing at all to say about it. Whatever you think about that issue, you must find it strange. This sea change and attitude from the Vatican, from the Pope. And then look at who he is embracing at the same time. Again, a complete 180. He's embracing this guy, John Schellenhuber. And if you want to look at his breakdown, what this guy's worldview is, he wrote an article on his think tank, as opposed to blog post, expanding the democracy universe. He says, let us incite more democracy. They always talk about the common people, don't they? That is not what this is about. This is about world government. He says, let us incite more democracy. He says, individual lobbyism became increasingly successful in thwarting political action towards climate protection. You see, it's individual lobbyism if they're not winning, and so they need to come up with a collective way to shut all this down. Here's his collective solution. He wants an Earth Constitution. He wants a global council. He wants a planetary court to haul people before. And, of course, we're going to get that planetary court. We're going to get that Earth Constitution. That's what these trade treaties are going to usher in from an economic standpoint. So they're coming at us from an economic, presenting themselves as free trade, and yet creating a transnational governance council, as Senator Sessions has pointed out, that's going to have power over the countries that have created it. They're not going to be allowed to see these treaties until just before they have to vote on them. They're not going to be allowed to amend them. Once they are passed, this transnational governance council will be able to modify that as they wish. And Senator Sessions is pointing out the fact that this is not just economic. This is political. And these creations that they've already made, the North American Free Trade Agreement, which is creating a North American Union, the European Union, which has already been created, they move, as we can see in the European Union, as we can see in the crisis that's going on with Greece, they move from an economic union to a political union by creating crisis. That's what we see happening right now. That was the formula that was presented by Alan Greenspan, by the head of the largest bond company, PIMCO, said they need to surrender sovereignty in order to make this work. We're not going to be able to make the currency work. We can't have that work unless we have political sovereignty surrendered to the center as well. That's the progression. That's the way they move this. Take a look at some of the aspects. We've mentioned this before in this environmental encyclical, of course, this Schellenhuber. He is director of the Potsdam Institute for Climate Impact Research. That's in Germany. Understand that this is a religion. It truly is a religion. They call people who don't buy into this deniers. They present it to you not as evidence. They present it to you as a complete system. They argue for it, in favor of it, in terms of this is people of authority. That's the same way they present things in a religion. They say, we are the authorities, we're the Pope, whatever. We're going to present this to you. If you don't believe it, you're an infidel. You're a denier. We even had the head of the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. That's a UN organization, the IPCC, when he just resigned. Oh, and guess what? It was a sex scandal that he resigned from. It always comes back to that, doesn't it? Just as Alex pointed out, he believes that there was a massive blackmail of people within the Catholic Church to make this happen. We see that is the way they move this through, as he pointed out with Dennis Hastert. They find people who are compromised, put them in positions of power. Again, when the IPCC head left, he said, global warming is my religion, my dharma. This guy is now been appointed to the Pontifical Academy of Sciences. That's the position that was held by Galileo when they first had the Pontifical Academy of Sciences. That pope shut it down for a couple hundred years because he didn't like the science that they came up with, because he had a man-centered view of the universe, a world-centered, earth-centered, geocentric view of the universe. And what we're being presented with now is a man-centered view of climate change. Forget the sun. You know, we know now that the planets go around the sun, but we have to ignore the fact that the sun is the major influencing factor on our climate because it doesn't fit their political agenda. So he wants to talk about the scientist that is now the person who's been appointed to this scientific advisory council for the Pope. The person who was presenting his views on the climate, he is pushing what he calls a democracy universe. And again, it is nothing but world government. But look at who else is involved in this. Of course, this is the Earth League. They're calling for, they said, science-based action. But right there at the center of it, we've got Prince Charles. I think it's interesting when we look at what Alex was just talking about in terms of how they compromise people with these sexual scandals. There is stuff that is still breaking in the UK. Remember, it was just back in March that we had ex-cops saying that there were people in the royal family part of a pedophile ring. But the inquiry was closed to shield Buckingham Palace from the scandal. This was in the Daily Mail. It was in multiple papers. Mystery Royal was part of a suspected pedophile ring being investigated by Scotland Yard. Again, we've seen this over and over again. We saw it with the Jimmy Savile scandal. The fact that he was close friends with the royal family, but the fact that this guy, who was, other than his connections to the royal family, he was just some comedian on British television. Yet, there were multiple investigations from Scotland Yard, people who knew that he was doing this for decades as a pedophile. Multiple investigations had been shut down. After he died, the BBC, some people in the BBC, started doing a documentary. The higher-ups in the BBC shut it down. You see, they compartmentalized people. And when that compartmentalization shows, we always hear people, well, you know, how could the government be involved in these false flag operations or these other things that it just sounds like conspiracy theories? It's called compartmentalization. And when that compartmentalization bursts, they have people at the top to shut it down. Stay with us when we come back. We're going to talk about how self-driving robocabs are being pushed as a solution to global warming. But it's another trend to push for corporate governance and fascism. Stay with us. We're going to be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host on this Wednesday, July 10th, 2015. In this last half hour, we heard a special report from Alex, the Vatican coup, as he pointed out. In every single instance, every problem that is being brought up, and of course most of the problems that are pushing for world government are centered around climate change. But whether it's climate change protection or whether it's free trade, it always seems to be resulting in global governance. And we're going to continue to break this down for you because there have been some amazing overreaches this week in terms of trying to justify global governance and corporate fascism, this kind of alliance between multinational corporations seeking monopoly over the worldwide production of their goods, using governments in every country to do that. We're going to take a close look at what's being done with Uber, with the Uber taxis, in relation to that in just a moment. Before we do, I want to let you know this hour of the Alex Jones Show is brought to you by the products that we sell at InfoWarsLife.com. Our highest quality products, things like Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. If you go to the site, you can see we've got over 400 reviews. There's 99% of the people that have put reviews up would recommend it to a friend, to a family member. Highly positive, nearly 100%. We've got a couple of reviews that I want to read to you from some of the people that are there, because it's really good to go there. And that's what I always do when I go to look at a product. I like to, even if I don't buy from Amazon, I try not to buy from Amazon, but I will look at their product reviews because I want to know what people have said about it. This is what some of the people are saying about Survival Shield X2. This is Aussie Man from South Australia. He says, I thought I would try this product, see if it made a difference. Wow, it did, he said. Within a week of using this, I have a clearer mind. I feel energized, even when I'm tired at the end of the day. I don't know if that makes sense, he says, but it's true. Thanks, Alex and the team. Another one from Gamer in Alberta, Canada. He says, best product I've ever used. I will never change to any other nascent iodine. This is a high-quality product. And that's what people are saying on the site. As I pointed out, we've got over 400 reviews. Most of them are like that. Get your bottle of X2. We've got it in stock right now. As you know, we sell out of things pretty quickly. We've got a lot of products that are sold out right now. We were sold out of Survival Shield Nascent Iodine for quite a while. We now have it in stock. Now's the time for you to stock up. You can get it at InfoWarsLife.com. Again, that's InfoWarsLife.com. Now, what we were talking about just before we had to go to the break was these pedophile rings. And, of course, there's connections between the Prince Charles and the Pope, who are all pushing global governance, this Earth Constitution, the Earth League that Prince Charles is at the center at. But you always notice that all these people who are pushing this, as well as the people who are typically in power, typically are involved in sex scandals, typically pedophile sex scandals. It's a very disturbing story that has just surfaced this last couple of days from Staffordshire Police. They're looking at claims that police officers stood by while a girl, 6 years old, was raped. Now, this girl is now grown up. This happened several decades ago. Her name is Esther Baker. She waived her right to anonymity, and she claimed that uniformed police officers would stand guard and on occasion even take part in the abuse. She says, one of them, the police officers, I knew from church. There were a few occasions where they would be in uniform, and I kind of knew. I learned that when they were in uniform, it was going to be a rough night. Now, she is also, this is an investigation that's going on that's very broad. She says she's concerned that people are going to be killed as a result of this investigation. So she's very concerned about that because this does happen when they start to expose these pedophile rings. And, of course, back in March, we learned from many sources that were reporting on it at the time in the UK about a royal connection, a connection in Buckingham Palace to a pedophile ring. And they pointed out that Scotland Yard has been accused of engineering 14 cover-ups of VIP checks, child sex abuse. They say a member of the royal family was involved in the suspected pedophile ring. That's the claim of an ex-policeman. The officer said he was told by fellow officers that both a royal and a member of parliament had both been identified as part of a major child abuse inquiry in the 1980s. As Alex pointed out, that's the way they get the goods on people. We don't know what they're doing to people in power. Many times they will find dirt on people after they're in power, use that to blackmail them. We're very concerned that situations like that have happened in the Supreme Court. You have to ask yourself, if they have that power, of course they would use it. That's the kind of people we have in control now, and you're kidding yourself if you don't realize that. That is one of the many dangers of a government that knows everything about everybody. But it doesn't usually work out. It's not just that they're looking for people who are blackmailable. They will often go out and find somebody like Dennis Hastert, some guy who is, at one point, he is just a wrestling coach, and then all of a sudden he skyrockets to the top of the Republican Party. Why? Because he had been compromised, and they knew it. They knew they could control this guy. But every time we look at this, just as I pointed out earlier, when the Pope is making justification for a global governance, what he says is that we need to have this because the multinational corporations have grown too large for the individual countries to control them. Therefore, we need a world government to control the multinational corporations. It's not working that way. It's actually the multinational corporations who are creating the world government and using the Pope using the politicians who were in power, using Prince Charles, using the idea of global warming, using all of these things, the promise of free trade, using all of these things to usher in world government. Here's a good example of this. Earlier this week, we had a study that was posted by an organization. I've got it right here. It's from, it was highlighted in National Geographic. It was highlighted by NBC, by the Washington Post, by the Guardian, by the Daily Mail. Here it is. It's from Nature and Climate Change. This is a, it was a study that was done by Lawrence Berkeley National Labs in Berkeley, California. Now, in the study, what they were telling everybody was that the way that we're going to curb global warming, this is the headlines from National Geographic, self-driving robocabs could curb global warming. Here's the headline from NBC, robotic cabs could help to cut greenhouse gas emissions. Another one from the Washington Post, a fleet of robocabs could dramatically slash vehicle emissions, suggests a study. And the Guardian, electric robocabs would reduce U.S. greenhouse emissions by 94%. Why not 94.5%? They've got it right down to that. Let's look at what they're really telling us here. This is absolutely amazing. Basically, their predictions are based on the idea that they can decrease vehicle emissions by making the cabs smaller because they want to make sure that they can only fit one person and you can't carry anything. You know, forget the pickup truck where you're going to throw your equipment in the back. They freak out when they see somebody driving an SUV, when the mom's dropped the kids off and she's on her way back home. So look at that, an entire SUV with only one person in it. Okay, that's horrible. Or you got a pickup truck where the guy's working and he's got his tools or his equipment in the back. You know, hey, there's only one person in that pickup truck. We've got to do something about that. And so, you know, the way they're going to attack this, they say, is to make the cars so tiny. They're going to be so fuel efficient. They say the vast majority of car accidents, because it's also a safety issue, they say the vast majority of car accidents are the result of human error. We can take that out of the equation and make the streets a lot safer, too, because the problem is that you're simply going to be replacing human drivers who are on the spot and can react if they're paying attention. You're going to replace them with programmers who are trying in advance to anticipate every possible scenario. And, of course, they're also going to be triaging, basing, making a decision as to whether they should drive the car off the side of the road and kill you instead of killing the five people in the oncoming car, because they will be talking to each other. Vehicle-to-vehicle communication is coming in just a couple of years, being mandated by the Department of Transportation. Just this year, at the South by Southwest festival they have here, they had people from the U.S. Department of Transportation, and, of course, their presentation was about talking cars, because that sounds just so cool to talk about talking cars. But what they're going to be talking about is you, and who they're going to be talking to is the government. They're going to be monitoring and watching everything you do. Now, here's what they say in the study. They say autonomous taxis are anticipated to be deployed according to each trip's occupancy need. We're going to right-size it. So that's one of their assumptions, that we're going to, nobody needs to carry anything, and everybody's going to be driving individually. And, of course, with everybody in the family taking a taxi, an Uber taxi, nobody's going to win from that except for the owner of Uber. And it's not even efficient for the environment. Look, the passenger miles per gallon in an SUV is not bad when it's filled up. They understand that. That's why they sell us the whole concept of buses. Except that the buses in the cities, except for a few inner cities, buses drive around, as you well know, you've seen them driving around empty. That's the problem. You buy these expensive buses and they drive around empty. So now what they're going to do, though, they're going to have these Uber taxis that are going to be powered, they say, from an increasingly renewable energy source. Oh, so it's going to be clean. It's going to run from electricity. It reminds me of a friend of mine who worked on energy issues, and he would go to whenever he'd have a presentation, and he'd tell people that he was in favor of all the above. And a lot of people, I just don't like coal. Coal is just too dirty. And he goes, well, what's your favorite source of energy? Well, I like electricity because it's clean. They have no idea that electricity is not a source of power because they don't think beyond the plug and the wall. They don't understand where this is coming from. And so most of these analyses are based on the idea that we're going to have something that is very fuel efficient because it's going to be electric and it's going to be small. They say the upshot is radical. They say between 9 out of 10 current cars could be removed from the road, the research found, if these automated vehicles were combined with high-capacity public transit, because they want to make you dependent on them for movement. You want to know how they're going to enforce Agenda 21. How are they going to keep people confined in high density into the cities and not get out into the surrounding areas? Well, the way they're going to do that is by controlling your transportation. It's going to take three steps. Number one, they're going to make it far more expensive for you to drive your car. They're going to raise insurance rates. They're going to tax you by the mile. They're going to require that you buy things like vehicle-to-vehicle communication. They're not going to be content to let you drive the car. Secondly, they're going to offer you a carrot. That's the stick. Then they're going to offer you the carrot. The carrot is going to be, look, we have these self-driving cars from Uber. And, of course, we've seen the Uber executive, Travis, forget what his last name is, Kalachnik or something like that. Anyway, the guy who owns Uber has said, what makes our cars expensive is that other dude in the car. And once he goes away, our cars get really cheap. And then private ownership goes away, except for him. He'll own all the cars, and he'll work with the government to control your transportation, to keep you confined into the inner city, because what are you going to do for work? AI is going to be taking most of the jobs. You're going to be confined in the city. You're not going to have much money to even take an Uber taxi. That's how they're going to control transportation. At the same time they were doing all of this, there was an article on the Daily Mail, which was really interesting because they were saying that electric cars were actually damaging your region. And at the same time, they had an insert saying, but electric self-driving cars are going to save energy and are going to be clean. And the premise on all of this was that in certain areas where they're generating the electricity, in certain areas, they're generating it based on old coal plants. Well, fine. Old coal plants do create pollution. However, the new ones don't. It's not a problem with coal any more than you're going to say that everything is clean because of electricity. It depends on how that electricity is generated. And it doesn't make any sense to demonize coal per se just because you've got old, inefficient, dirty factories. You could replace those factories rather than giving a $7,500 per car subsidy from the federal government for electric cars or heavily subsidizing some of the other forms of energy. But finally, one of the things that they're saying is it's going to save so much energy because these things are going to be small and self-defined and lightweight. And yet, look at this study where they're looking at UNC, University of North Carolina, is exploring automated cars. They say people are going to look back in a very short time and they're going to say, why did all these people ever even want to drive these cars themselves? Well, they've been given grants of $1.3 million from GM and the National Science Foundation. And what they're concerned about is the computing power. They say it sucks up a lot of size, a lot of weight, a lot of power. So those are things that affect your efficiency. It also affects your privacy, though. And that's my big concern with this, because, as I said, the model has always been making people dependent on government. That's been the basis of the welfare state. That's been the basis of public transportation. They want you to be dependent on them, to ride their buses, to ride their subway. People choose to do that. That's fine, except they don't want you to be able to drive your car because that gives you freedom and independence. They don't want you to live in the suburbs because that gives you freedom and independence. I remember a city council meeting back in Raleigh about 35 years ago I went to, and there was a lady there who had a city council person. She had just gone to Russia, and she was just gushing about the Russian subways, how she could ride all over Moscow for just a nickel. She could go anywhere. Why can't we have that here? She said, we need to buy light rail. The taxpayers need to pay for that. And it's like, you have no idea what the true cost of that ride was. She's looking at the nickel. Just like that person says, I want clean energy. I want electricity. Or they ignore the fact that coal is being generated for their comparison purposes out of factories that are many, many decades old. She's not looking at the true cost of that, but the true cost is your freedom. And that brings us to the third point of the Uber taxis. Again, there's the carrot of the Uber car that's going to be cheap, always there. You don't have to own your car. There's a stick of making it impossible to financially afford your own personal car. And then there's the stick they beat you with, which is monopoly pricing. Once they've driven you out of your car, once they have established the Uber model of the robo-taxi, then they're going to beat you with a stick of pricing. And you can already see this happening. Look at this. Just this week, they've got a strike. They've got a tube strike in London, subway strike in London. And people are saying it's daylight robbery. They're jacking up prices on Uber 300%. That's what they're doing in wake of the strike. And we've seen this happening over and over again. New York Times talked about how on New Year's Eve, the guy said, well, I got a regular taxi drive. I took a two-mile trip on New Year's Eve. It cost me $13, including tip. And he says, 3 hours later, it was wee hours in the morning. I didn't want to try to catch a taxi for the reverse trip, so I called Uber. Said I paid $47 for that trip. Okay, so it's they're arbitrating the price based on that. It's surge pricing. Saw the same thing happen here in Austin around Formula One, jacking up prices in many cases several hundred percent. We've had people get several hundred dollar rides from Uber. When you have a monopoly, you can charge anything you want. So the multinational corporations, and Uber is a great example of this, are working with Wall Street. They're working with the government to create a monopoly so they can charge anything they want and control you.
Where does the name Ghost Gun come from? You know, the Ghost AR-15 80% rifle kits? Ghost? What's a Ghost Gun? He says, they kill ghosts. I said, really? Ghosts? He said, yeah. I said, matter of fact, they're guaranteed to kill ghosts, Sasquatch, space aliens, and any other paranormal force that might come your way. So they just appropriately named them Ghost Guns. And I said, okay, that's a big problem in my neighborhood, so where do I get one? He said, guns80.com. I said, where? Guns80.com? Okay, then, I'm headed to guns80.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen Line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen Line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen Line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CatiArmor.com. Come and take it.
Federal agents, we are armed!
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. Joining us later in the show, we're going to be talking to John Rappaport. We're going to be talking about the developments in California. Of course, California is taking the lead in a lot of things. A lot of things that we're not too happy about. One of them, of course, is the loss of informed consent. One of the hallmarks of medical tyranny is to take away people's informed consent. That's how you get things like the Tuskegee experiments. That's how you get things like we saw at UNC, where they were experimenting on people deliberately, trying to give them respiratory or heart issues, and they were successful in doing that, in order to push a regulatory agenda of the EPA. We tried to shut that down. The judge said, no, we're not going to get a restraining order against that, and they continued to do these experiments, selecting out people who were suffering from respiratory or heart issues, exposing, directly hooking them up to a diesel tailpipe. See, when you don't inform people of what's going on, when you don't care what their consent is, when you say that the greater good is a bigger concern than the individual, that's what you wind up getting. That's the problem, fundamental problem with communism. And as we've been talking about in this last hour, the fact that we now have a pope who's been presented, rightfully so, with a hammer and sickle crucifix, that should be the symbol of this pope, because that's precisely what he is pushing. When we look at global governance, when we look at the multinational corporations, just understand that it was the German central banker who sent Vladimir Lenin from Switzerland into Russia with $10 million of gold in a sealed train. How's that? Does that make your head spin? The Germans, who are supposed to be the rivals of Russia politically and of the two countries, as well as the rival systems of capitalism or fascism, if you wish, in Germany, and communism in Russia. No, it was the German central banker who funded Lenin's revolution. And at the same time, his brother was in the U.S. working with J.P. Morgan to secretly establish the Federal Reserve as a private corporation. This is the global scheming that goes on with these people. This is what we're seeing now with the multiple pronged attack to create a world government. That's what we've been talking about this last hour, the push for establishing a global governance, both by these corporately developed and secret treaties, the Transatlantic, Trans-Pacific Partnership treaties, as well as these calls for global governance to stop global warming, or what they believe is global warming. Of course, we can't get that information from them. They don't want to show us their data. They only want to give us their conclusions. Their models don't work. They don't predict what we've seen their models. It's absolutely absurd to think that when they can't predict the weather a couple of days in advance accurately, that they're going to predict the climate 50, 100 years in the future. Can't be done. They're not doing it. And the short-term predictions that their models have made have been absolute failures. We've seen rises in CO2. We've seen a rise in that, and we've not seen a rise in humidity or temperature that they have predicted. And when we ask for their raw data, they hide it. Sounds just like the treaties that we see coming out. One of the things that they came out with just yesterday, of course, there was an article in the Daily Mail saying that global warming is killing the bees. It's global warming. And the way they did this, they said that, look at this. We're seeing a hive collapses are predominantly in southern climates. Well, that may be because that's where most of the agriculture is being done. Previous studies back in 2014 laid the blame with pesticides, particularly neonicotinoids, I think is how they pronounce that. And the hive collapse was in the winter. Nevertheless, their conclusion is because of global warming, we need to force relocate the bees to the north. No, they struggle with the winter. That's when they're having their hive collapse. Absolute insanity. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a
long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.